The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to October of 1985.
Boy, is that lugubrious. The University of Detroit.
All right, come on, DeWin.
Ask the Professor. All right. The University Tower chimes slowly toll in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with the University of Detroit professors and their guests in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have our regular panel with us and a very special guest. On my right, from the Department of Psychology. That's where it's from, yes.
P is silent.
Yes, that's right. Professor Robert O'Neill.
Tickled pink to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. On his right, from the Department of Mathematics, Professor Mary Jo Nichols.
It's nice to be here, Ed.
It's nice to have you. On her right, from the School of Education and Human Services and Wayne County Community College, Professor Wallace Peace.
Hi, Mom and Daddy, and hi, special guest. It's so good to have this particular special guest.
We've talked on the phone, but never in person.
At last, there's someone on the show who is my intellectual equal.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be a long day.
Yes, you've made a lot of enemies, Wallace.
Yes. Well, on my left, from the Department of Political Science of a university to the north of us, Professor John Klemanski.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. And between John and Wallace, our very special guest, returning after an absence of a couple of years, from Station WQRS here in Detroit, Carl Grapentine.
Nice to be back in the smoke-filled room.
Oh, it's nice to have you.
It's changed, though.
Yeah, it has.
Indeed.
Yeah. All right.
Today the show is going to have some class.
Yeah, sure.
I've been trying.
Yeah. We have Coke Classic here.
That's most of the questions you hear in this program are sent in by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you get an autographed photograph, a photographed autograph, and a bumper sticker. If you fail to stump the panel, you get a bumper sticker and a photographed autograph. And that's all you get. So
we have bumper stickers now.
Yes.
You've probably seen them
one.
In the parking lot.
Holding together the bumper stickers.
Right. That's what it is, yeah. All right, we'll begin our series of questions today with a set of questions.
Serious questions.
Yes, that's right.
Let's do that.
Sure. Yeah. With a set of questions from Marty Brodsky
of
Bloomfield, Michigan. West Bloomfield, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
We're on the west side.
Yeah. I listen to your show every week, and on every show you ask for your listeners to send in questions. Well, here are some questions. Well, good. Actually, they aren't questions.
Finally caught on, huh?
They're proverbs.
Proverbs?
Yes. Now listen to this.
Oh, okay.
They aren't questions. They're proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
You must give the name of the person who said each proverb.
Aesop.
Okay. It's Benjamin Franklin.
Well, that takes care of number three. All right. We've got number three down. Yes. Okay. Very
Alfred
good.
E. Newman.
He wants you to get 20 out of 25 as a score. Okay.
All right.
An Englishman is a person who does things because they have been done before. An American is a person who does things because they haven't been done before.
Said by an Englishman.
No. Said by an American.
You can always.
Mark Twain.
That's right. Mark Twain.
It's always a good guess.
We're
now that was great. Klemanski, I'm proud of you.
That's pretty classy.
I like it.
Wallace.
The first one. That's good.
I even know his real name.
Mark Twain. Everyone knows that. Mark S. Twain.
All of the animals, excepting man, know that the principal business of life is to enjoy it.
An observer of man's faith and religion.
No, possibly. This is an English novelist who wrote The Way of All Flesh.
Who was that?
Yes.
Samuel Butler.
Samuel Butler, yes. Mm-hmm. And the third one we already have, that was Ben Franklin. So
Yes.
The one Bob answered in advance was, a plowman on his legs is higher than a gentleman on his knees.
Would that be Benjamin Franklin?
That would be Benjamin Franklin. That's right. All right. Our next one is, a single death is a tragedy. A million deaths is a statistic.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I've heard that one, too.
Is that more recent, or is that an old age?
That's 20th century. A political leader, a not very nice political leader by some people's standards.
Well, that could be just about anybody.
Yeah. Yes, well, yeah.
That's true. American or no?
No.
English.
No. I've never heard of an American not being a nice political leader.
Is it a German?
No, it is not a German.
Is it Italian?
No, it is to the east of all of that.
Mao.
No, to the west and north.
To the west and north.
Yeah. Khrushchev.
Not it, you're Stalin. Right country. Stalin.
Stalin. Okay.
Stalin.
Yeah. Oh,
yes,
that's right.
Yes.
Joseph. Stalin.
Joseph.
Stalin.
Yeah.
Something or other. Day by day, in every way, I'm getting better and better.
Kuwait.
That's right.
I said that yesterday.
I say.
Does that count? I say every day.
That's right.
Who? What was the answer?
Emile Kuwait. That's right.
C O U E E E Oxenglav.
Oh.
And Oxenglav.
One of those.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
That sounds that's like Barry Goldwater or somebody like that.
Isn't Barry Goldwater.
George Wallace.
No, that was
Curtis LeMay.
Patrick Henry or...
no, it was
Noah
somebody
Webster.
In the 20th century.
No.
It was back... No, it was Revolutionary War, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Nathan Hale or something like that.
Jefferson.
Well, it's not anyone like that. Let me think.
It's somebody that we don't know.
The first name of a Republican candidate for the presidency who ran against FDR in 1940.
He ran for the Republican nomination?
He ran for the Al president.
Flanagan? Well,
no, Skip Al.
Oh, that was Thomas Paine.
No.
Wendell Willkie was
Wendell.
The guy. Okay, Wendell Tyler.
Wendell.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Wendell Dewey.
No. Now think of a composer of marches. In
Wendell
this.
Sousa.
No, think of his middle name.
Wendell Phillips.
Yes.
You see, I knew it all the time. But when you all wouldn't get it, I just decided to get you off the hook.
Yes. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
I tried.
It.
Our next one is, hatred is the coward's revenge for being intimidated.
Oh, some poet philosopher or something.
Well, it's more like a bad playwright philosopher.
Bad
playwright. Bad playwright.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't Ed like?
Well,
a
Irish.
Bad Irish playwright.
Okay.
Who lived in England.
A bad Irish playwright who lives in England.
Reviews.
George Bernard Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got it. Mm-hmm. We got it.
It is with books, as with men, a very small number play a great past. That doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't
at all.
Make sense. I think that's part. P A R T. I think it just looks like an S.
No,
play
it's
a
an
great
S.
Part.
It has to be part. It
well, it's right next
part.
To the R on the typewriter. Of course,
yeah.
No, it isn't.
It's handwritten, unfortunately.
Well, still, that's still true, Bob. You're not wrong.
No.
Let's
say the alphabet
part.
Is
let's
what
say
is
part.
Next.
Oh, yeah.
With books, as with men, a very small number play a great part.
Oh, gee.
A French philosopher.
Sartre.
No.
Is it a
18th century?
18th century. Okay, that's 1700s, right?
General Voltaire.
Montesquieu.
General
Voltaire.
All-around wise guy. Voltaire. That's
Voltaire.
Right. The Isaac Asimov of the 18th century. Yes. I am convinced that every boy in his heart would rather steal second base than an automobile.
Oh, Father Flanagan.
No.
No, well, I'm sure he said it. I'm sure he said it.
Or a ball
justice
player.
Or something.
A
well,
ball
this,
player?
Yeah,
President of the United
that
States.
That must be around the 30s or something like
well, the
that.
The name is familiar to me, and I don't know why.
Bing Crosby.
The guy who did Boys Town.
No,
who was that?
That's Father Flanagan.
Isn't
that's
it?
Babe
yeah, no,
Ruth.
No such thing as a bad boy.
Oh.
No.
Roger Maris.
Think of, again, the first name of the Republican who ran against FDR in 44.
It's Wendell again?
Wendell?
No, it's not Wendell.
44. Oh, 44.
Yeah. Or against Truman in 48.
Thomas.
Thomas.
All right, so what's the nickname for Thomas?
Tom.
Tommy.
All right, now the name of a candy bar.
Tom Roots.
That is the name.
Tom Butterfingers.
Tom
Butterfingers.
Tom Snickers. The same company that makes Butterfingers.
Tom Snickers.
No.
Tom Curtis.
Tom Musketeers.
No, wait a second. Hold
Tom Muscatel.
Tom Henry.
The first name of Superman's
dog.
Lois. Other identity.
Tom Clark.
Yes, Tom Clark.
Oh, Tom U.S. Clark. Attorney General. Tom
not
Clark.
Everyone
yes.
knew that one.
Or wasn't he a justice
sure
of the Supreme
something
Court?
Something like that.
Yeah. He's Ramsey Clark's father.
How are we
that's
doing,
right.
Ed?
He was the justice. That's
okay.
right.
Supreme Court justice.
If we will not be governed by God, we must be governed by tyrants.
How is that again?
If we will not be governed by God, we must be governed by tyrants.
Pius the 12th.
No.
Who was both.
Cut that from the broadcast.
Yeah.
That'll never get on the air.
You want to bet?
How remote are we speaking?
We're speaking...
are we speaking Italian here?
The early colonial period in America, an English religious refugee who established Roger Williams, but his colonies,
or whatever his name is.
His colony is William between Penn. Ohio
John
and
John Maryland.
New York. Yes.
William Penn.
William Penn.
See,
right.
I am really getting these.
You're on a roll. I never knew a man I didn't like.
Will Rogers.
Who cares? Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Yes. Pollyanna.
Yeah, wimp.
He was never on Ask the Professor.
That's right. See, he really didn't make it.
Men willingly believe what they wish. Men willingly believe what they wish.
S. Freud.
No, much earlier than Freud. A political figure
Greek.
Of the ancient world, not Greek.
Roman.
Julius Caesar.
Pliny the Elder.
Julius Caesar.
Oh, my goodness.
We haven't had Pliny. We'll work him in.
Yeah.
Carl, it's your influence.
Yeah.
Moral indignation. I wouldn't have gotten any of them right by now.
Moral indignation is jealousy with a halo.
How wise.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Fulton Sheen.
No, this was an English writer.
That sounds right, though, doesn't it? Yeah, it has that look.
Fulton Veneer.
An English writer.
Yes, early 20th century, wrote some science fiction, wrote a history of the world.
H.G. Wells.
Wells.
That's right.
Didn't
I'm
he
sorry,
just
I
die?
Beat you just by that much, Wallace.
The feeble tremble before opinion, the foolish defy it, the wise judge it, the skillful direct it.
Gallup. George Gallup.
No. No.
And we answer trivia questions about it.
The feeble tremble before opinion, the foolish defy it, the wise judge it, the skillful direct it.
And the question is, what is it?
No.
No. Oh. Who said it?
Said it.
George Gallup repeated it.
Yeah, it's probably did.
And what was the hint?
I haven't thought of one.
It's not
yet.
George Gallup.
Okay, it's somebody who ran against FDR in 1937.
No. Who is the hero of a famous medieval battle epic, finally written down in the 12th century, but
oh,
sung
this is
in
going to be a good
Roland.
Hint.
Roland, that's right.
Roland?
Gene Roland.
Oh, it was Gilbert Roland.
I like that better.
That's... Oh, you've been listening to Clemence.
How soon they corrupt.
They who perish by the sword are better than they who perish by hunger. Now, this was said by a group.
At the same time.
Yes. It's all in unison. They rehearsed it.
Notice
for
they had
that
perished.
Was that We Are the World thing benefit, wasn't it?
Yes, it wasn't that.
Willie Nelson.
This was a 19th century reform group in England.
The Methodists.
No.
Reform group, Wallace.
No. They were an 18th century religious reform group.
Oh.
This was a 19th
century, reform group in England?
Political reform group.
The Molly Maguires.
Oh, boy.
No.
The Levelers.
No, you're too...
The American Colonization Society.
No. The Chartists.
Oh, the Chartists.
The Chartists. Oh, remember the Chartists?
No.
Well, now we know one thing they said. It's better to die by the sword than to die of starvation.
Or something like that. Yes.
Close.
The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil
is that good men should be silent.
That good men do nothing. It's the same thing.
That's Pliny the Elder, for sure. We're going to work him in here.
That's true. No, this
was Pliny the Silent.
This was a British statesman who had some comments to make about the French Revolution at the time.
Burke.
That's right.
Edmund.
That's right. The only good is knowledge, and the only evil is ignorance.
Mrs.
I don't know.
Ethel Clark. She taught English at Ligon High School. She used to say that to
a
us
lot
all the
to
time.
Your class.
Well,
yeah,
she
right.
got it from somebody else.
Oh, you mean she didn't?
It was so apropos, though.
Yes. They all cheat, Wallace.
This was...
Not Mrs. Clark.
Yes, this was a Greek philosopher who, when asked by Alexander the Great if he could do anything for him, said, "Yes, move, you're blocking my light."
He was getting a suntan.
He also once appeared in the streets of Athens with a lantern,
looking for an honest person.
Honest man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who was that?
Plato.
No,
that was the guy with the pebbles in his mouth, right?
Demosthenes.
No, Demosthenes was the guy with the pebbles in his mouth. Yeah.
This Who was that? Demetrius.
This was the founder of the Cynic movement in philosophy.
Seneca.
Not Seneca. Seneca the Cynic. I love it.
It begins with a C, doesn't it?
No, begins with a D.
Dionysius.
Yeah.
It's got Dio, but
Dio...
it's not Dionysius.
Diometric.
No.
Dial before midnight tonight, and you can get this straight.
Diogenes.
Diogenes.
Well, while we're reeling over that, let's take a little break here.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from October of 1985. We're pleased to bring you these special programs throughout the summer months and invite you to join the current panel of UDM professors. We'll be back in the studio with brand new shows this fall. But for now, let's return to this classic Ask the Professor show from October 1985.
Oh, we're back. We're back. We're back. Okay. Next question with our set of questions from Marty Brodsky of West Bloomfield, Michigan on Proverbs.
He's going
the long-winded
us, you know.
Marty Brodsky.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
No, not yet. We're doing fine.
We're doing well.
We've lost two.
Yes.
Oh, don't worry. Not to worry, Wallace.
The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation.
God knows that's true. I said that. I wonder how Marty found out.
Well, gee. Somebody else also.
Marty's been listening to the show, obviously.
Oh,
an American.
Was that Emerson?
It's one of his friends.
Thoreau.
Okay. That's right.
He was not a
Well, they had their
person.
Differences.
Yes.
They were friends.
Yes.
They transcended them, though.
Yes, they certainly did.
Oh, my goodness.
They also serve who only stand and wait.
Milton.
Yeah, that's right. He must have been in the bus queue in London.
Milton Eisenhower.
No, it wasn't Milton that's Eisenhower right. either. It was Horace Milton. He wrote a poem.
Oh.
The ballot is stronger than the bullet.
John Wayne.
No.
Malcolm X.
No.
He said the bullet was stronger than the ballot.
Yes, I think he did.
Ultimately, he was right.
This was an American president of the mid-19th century.
Mid-19th yes. century.
Millard Fillmore.
No, a little after
Grant.
Millard.
Oh, before that's too
Grant.
Bad.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, Abraham Lincoln.
I've heard
our
of him.
Greatest president. Yeah.
Has Fillmore been snubbed in this entire set of questions?
It looks like it.
Along with Pliny the Elder.
Yeah, yeah.
Well.
The only beast in the Plaza de Toros is the crowd.
Hemingway.
No.
Obviously,
Cervantes.
A Spaniard said that.
Yes.
Because we're talking about
Hemingway
the
loved
and I will
folks.
Already give you one half for that.
Thank
for
you.
Knowing it was a Spaniard.
Because you're going to give him
never,
half for that?
You're
well,
never going to
flying
get
in the face
Blasco
of his
Ibanez.
I was going to say it.
I'm sure you were.
You had to leap in and cost us one.
My response to that.
Don't
that Blasco
if only
Ibanez.
He had a first name of someone who would run against FDR.
FDR.
That's right.
Let's get these Spaniards together here.
Yeah. So that's Blasco de Blanes.
Ibanez.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
The foolish and the dead alone never change their opinions. The foolish and the dead.
That would be a George Gallup.
Now that's a George Gallupism.
Well.
Is he Spanish?
No.
I'm going to try to half again.
Is he Welsh? Perhaps dyslexic.
Well, he could be. There are three L's
hand.
In the name.
Really?
Llewellyn.
Well, that's close.
Lewis.
No, just think of... You know,
Lowell.
Lowell.
Yes.
Lowell Thomas.
Lowell. Just, that's Lowell? All I've got is Lowell in front of me. Nothing else.
Well, then we
Amy
get...
Lowell.
Could be.
Amy Lowell.
Lowell, sure. Massachusetts, I think is the last name.
What this country needs is a good 5-cent cigar.
FDR.
No.
Herbert Hoover or Mae West or
Teddy Roosevelt.
No.
I was going to say Teddy
It's some president.
No,
Cal
it was,
Coolidge
it was one of the, some president's secretary of labor or something like that. I've forgotten. But it was Frank McKinney.
Good
was
heavens.
Frank well, we've always thought it was Herbert Hoover or something like that. That's what I learned.
Who said?
You didn't have
for that.
Who
you
said?
Didn't have Martha Sloan Davidson as your history teacher.
That's true.
That's why you got
I don't
the wrong
believe
one.
So.
If a man owns land, the land owns him. Who said that?
Some.
It's one of the transcendentalists.
Oh, really?
It's the transcendentalist.
Thoreau.
No.
Well,
Emerson.
So it must be Emerson.
That's right. That's right. Emerson. Finally,
genius
is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. Who said that?
We all know that one.
Henry Ford?
No.
Thomas Edison.
His buddy. Yeah, Thomas Edison. That's right. Okay, we have 1.5. We have 2.5. We have 3.5.
Uh-oh.
3.5 out of 25.
We did it.
We did it.
You did it.
With no help at all.
Right. Well. We're so good at these quotes.
We thank Mr. Brodsky.
It was good that you get that Spanish thing, Wallace.
Yeah. Yes, that was
in trouble.
Or Miss Brodsky. Marty. What do you think Marty is?
Ms.
No, 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 it's Marty from Martin.
It's printing. You know,
and that looks...
That was not a bad set of questions.
It's a Y.
It's a he.
Do we have any of last year's photos?
No.
I don't know.
No, they've been burned.
Yeah, because they probably have.
I was going to say, if we did, we should send one to Marty because that was such an excellent set of questions.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. It was. It was.
And you think last year's photo is better than this year's?
This year's hasn't appeared yet.
This year's exists only in potency, not act.
That's right. Well, we thank Marty Brodsky and send in some more. Those are good.
Those are great, Marty. Yeah.
Now we move on to our next set of questions from Nadine Mumu.
Mumu,
that
right.
Looks, or Mumau, M-U-M-A-U or M-U-M-O-U. I can't make out the handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
Mumau, I think, probably.
Mm-hmm. Mumau.
I'm from Monroe, Michigan,
okay.
Who says, I listen to your show every Sunday at midnight on WNIC.
Yeah.
And
you have to.
I'm a new listener of about 8 months and finally thought I would write, so here are 19 questions.
Great.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Well, this is certainly an interesting set of questions, too. They kind of run all over the place.
Okay. Yeah, those are our favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Since Carl Grapentine is here from WQRS, I think it's only appropriate that we begin with what Everly Brothers song was banned in Boston?
Wake Up, Little Susie.
My God!
Hey.
Hey.
Of course.
Oh, very good. Okay.
And you know why it was banned?
No, why?
Well, the lyrics
something
suggest
about them
a
falling asleep on the couch or something.
And waking up in the middle of the night. Innocent, of course, but
of course,
quite suggestive.
But not
does anybody
in Boston
here remember... No. When NBC Radio years ago on the hit parade banned I Get Ideas?
Yes, I remember. That's, yeah, yes. We know how old
wow.
I am now. Yeah.
The line was, you know, when you're dancing and you're dangerously near me, I get ideas. And they used to come out with a big bleep and say NBC has decided this thing is offensive and will not be heard. It's incredible.
And now they play, you know, the Beatles, you know, She Was Just 17, and you know what I mean.
And indeed you do, don't you?
But, yes. But without the eyebrows bouncing up and down.
And I'm not even going to say on this show some of the newer lyrics
well,
that
I'm just waiting for
that
this
haven't been banned.
To come out. And the first act of Valkyrie gets all kinds of X's.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That is a point.
Yeah.
No more Tristan either.
That's right. You can't do that one. I mean, wow, we're in trouble.
No, so long as we keep it in a foreign language, we don't have to worry.
Yes.
But if it's in English, boy.
It's that marvelous story about Beecham doing the first performance of Salome in London, and they get all this mess because they're doing it in English, and they said, you cannot do that biblical text on the stage and all that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. And so he said, the heck with it. He did it in German again, and the censors were quite happy. Of course, it's this incredible text going on. What is the most landed-on Monopoly property?
One of the
Pennsylvania.
St. Charles.
Illinois Place. Avenue.
Illinois Avenue. Exactly.
Not bad.
Was that your first guess?
Yes, that was it.
There is divine intervention.
Yeah. Inspiration.
Oh, come back soon.
Okay. Hey, we're 2 out of 2. We're rolling on.
Okay. What was Hitler's favorite movie? Hitler's
probably
Black
Birth
Orange.
Of a Nation.
No, it was. No, it was an American film, though.
I knew
it. Early
30s.
Early American 1930s, I mean, horror film.
Frankenstein? Or?
No, but
King Kong.
King Kong.
Mm. Could he speak English?
Who?
Not King Kong. Could Hitler speak English?
Well, they had subtitles.
I doubt it.
Oh.
I don't know. What it's gorilla
well,
is the same in any language.
How can you subtitle?
You can just watch Faye Ray
make
scream.
It guttural.
Guttural. Who? What?
Mm-hmm. Oh, who or
well,
what?
I see. Who was the capital, or for whom was the capital of North Carolina named?
Sir Walter Raleigh.
That's
obviously right. That question was meant for me.
That's
what's
having
the,
been
what's
born
the capital of North Carolina? Walter?
Sir. Sir North Carolina.
For those millions of you who are interested, I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yes. Oh, are you? I didn't know
for
that.
The rest of us, we'll be yeah.
Yes.
Bye, Carl.
What U.S. state has the most blondes?
Kansas. California.
That's right.
Has to be California. I thought that was
California.
A trick question.
Yeah.
Sure. Who invented the mercury thermometer?
Joseph Barometer, I think his name was.
No.
Joseph Barometer.
Mercury thermometer.
Fahrenheit. Well,
should we start with Mr. Fahrenheit?
It's Fahrenheit. Yeah. And this, the questioner here wants the full name.
Charles.
No.
William.
Think of the announcing angel.
Michael.
Gabriel Fahrenheit.
Gabriel Fahrenheit. That's right.
I thought everybody knew that.
Who said, nice guys finish last?
Leo DeRocher.
That's right. Leo DeRocher. Very good. Mm-hmm. It's very good. I can see why one of these was X'd out.
Oh, good. A teaser. If you could only see this, audience.
We'll talk about that one.
I'll share that with the panel later on. What genus and species is man classified as?
Homo sapiens.
That's right. That's right.
Not what you
Most
thought.
Most of us.
I actually thought it was Homo sapiens sapiens or something redundant like that. Yeah. You know?
That was a crack in the record, Ed.
Oh, that is. Oh, gee. What was the price of the first issue of TV Guide?
15 cents.
15 cents, mm-hmm. Wallace?
Said. Wallace still has it.
I do not have it.
He hasn't finished it yet.
He's still circling all these great movies.
Right. Cutting coupons.
Those late night movies, you know. It takes a while to get through them.
What was the first TV couple to share a bed on prime time?
It's probably been only recently.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Ozzy and Harriet.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
They shared a bed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I guess since they didn't work.
That's true.
He had a lot of time in
Ozzy
his
Ozzy sat around in his cardigan sweater.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, speaking of movies.
Yes.
Everyone must avoid the movie Commando at all costs.
Okay. We already have one.
Absolutely the worst movie.
It doesn't take
you've
your
ever
recommendation
seen.
To do that.
Okay. Write
thank
that down.
To it for us. Thank you.
We'll send you to some others.
We can always count on Wallace to find
he's our point
gems.
Man.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
All right. Very good. Who shot J.R.?
Kristen.
That's right. That's right.
Mary Crosby?
That's it. Yeah. Mary Crosby. What country ranks first in an alphabetical list?
Aardvark.
No.
Well, let's start with Albania.
What's above Albania?
Yeah, there's something before Albania.
Albania.
It's in the news a lot lately.
Arabia.
Afghanistan.
Afghanistan. That's right.
That's very good, Clemens. Mm-hmm.
I know my alphabet.
Now we get to the B's. No.
What does a phonophobe fear?
Records.
No.
Record players.
No.
Loud
speaking
noise.
On the phone.
Yeah, noise. Yeah, loud noise. Yeah.
How do you get that?
from the Greek.
Yes. Oh, I see.
Phono meaning a phony who talks a lot.
What country comes last in an alphabetical list?
Zaire.
Let's go to
Zanzibar?
No.
Something after
Zimbabwe.
That.
Zimbabwe. Oh, my goodness. There's on that note, we're going to have to stop and come back with our questions from
Monroe.
So not Mama, it's Mamu.
Next week. Yeah. So in the meantime, hang in there, Nadine. We'll be back to your questions. I'd like to thank the panel today, Professor O'Neill.
You're welcome.
Professor Nichols, Professor Peace.
Come
Professor
back, Carl, next week.
And our very special guest,
maybe
Kyle Graventine. Good. Okay. And now this word.
Send your questions to Ask the Professor, care of the Communication Studies Department at University of Detroit Mercy. 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221. Or email them to atp@udmercy.edu. We look forward to reading your questions on Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed to the facilities of the E.J. and A.U. Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Tom McParlin, assisted by Paul Murray today, who came back. Our technical director is Jim Muir, executive producer is Vivian Dix. Until next time, this is your host, Edwin DeWitt.
And I'm Michael Jason. We're back with another classic episode of Ask the Professor next week, so please plan to join us.